from KQED.
The Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation is facing allegations of abuse and mismanagement at special behavior units set up to curb inmate violence. Michael Montgomery reports.
A California inmate sent into one of the state's behavior management units loses just about all his possessions and privileges, including phone calls home. When the program was launched 4 years ago, the aim was to use a carrot-and-stick approach to get troublesome inmates to improve their behavior and rejoin the general prison population. But a lot of the carrots, like special classes and therapy sessions, have been thrown out, and the units are now largely punitive, possibly raising constitutional issues. That's one finding in an internal Department of Corrections report. The report also found staffing levels were inadequate and that personnel were poorly trained. Nevertheless, many inmates who made it through the program tended to behave better in prison, but it was unclear whether those changes would continue after release. Separately, a series published this week by the Sacramento Bee disclosed charges of cruelty and racism in the behavior units, with some inmates allegedly subjected to outdoor strip searches during winter weather and others locked in cells for months with no access to the outside. Scott Kernan, department undersecretary, would not discuss specific allegations, but he said there was no widespread abuse in the units. Kernan did concede that budget cuts had forced the department to drop many programs, and the units now mainly focus on sanctioning inmates.
I still think that the stick for these most recalcitrant is has a positive impact on keeping inmates from the disruptive behavior that impacts the rest of the population. We have not given up on the concept at all.
Currently, the department is operating two behavior management units with around 200 inmates. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.